find him.
Why is the minhag ha-medina? Why did the b'chal have to be fixed minhag ha-medina with shiurim? Why can't the guy just say, well, let's say you have two people, Reuben and Shimon. So Reuben wants to build a wall and Shimon's not so interested. So Reuben's today is Shimon, so the Mishnah says they can Reuben could be kai for Shimon to build a wall. Kimidagamadina, Gvil, Gosus, Fasim, Vainim, and there's a Shiurim, Shishatvachim, and so on, Shchamishatvachim. Why should that be true altogether? Why can't Shimon say, look, I'll put up a wall, Hutzuvadafna, it's not going to cost very much, that I'm willing to do, and Mimele, I won't be massacred with Hezekiel. The whole time, the whole Tfiyah, according to Lishna Kam at least, according to Lishna Basra, rather, the way we pass him, the whole Tfiyah is Misad. They never agreed to build the wall. They agreed to be Chaluk the Chotzer. This is the time of Hezekiel. So Shimon will say, Hezekiel, I'll put up a wall. There won't be any Hezekiel. I'll put up a Tzibad Afim. There won't be any Hezekiel. So we saw Machlekes, Shita Sarosh, is that Be'etzem, that would be a good time. But Reuben can say that since Shimon, that Reuben can say that any Rachel lasts is Ma'isei Amparas. The Rosh says, the case is where Shimon's not willing to do it all by himself. Shimon wants Reuben to be Mishtatif. So Reuben can say, you want me to be Mishtatif? I mean, Reuben wants the wall. Shimon says, okay, I'll build the wall if you'll be Mishtatif. So Reuben can say, I'll be Mishtatif, but not if it's a waste of money. So what determines a waste of money? Minhag ha-medina. The minhag ha-medina is Gvil Gosus. That determines the Hasagas, what's called the waste of money. And then in addition, the wall has to have a certain width, because if it doesn't have the requisite width to support the wall, then it's also going to be a waste of money. So it's all built on the taina that anyway, according to the Rosh. The Melech, because that Chiddush did, that if Shimon would say, I'll build the wall by myself, I'm not asking you to participate, you don't have to contribute karka, you don't have to contribute the material, I'll do the whole thing. So then Shimon could build a wall of Futsu Vadafna, and without his spot. Reuben has no further claim on it, because he was Masalik the Hezekiah. That's the Shita Sarosh. And the Ramban and the Rash, but the Rosh himself brings the Yesh Mefarshim, who are Chaylik. And they say that, no, even if Shimon is willing to do everything on his own, he'll do it on his property, with his material, nonetheless, Reuben can insist that he wants to walk in Minhag ha-medina. That's the Shita of the Ramban and the Rash, but and the Ramban and the Rash explain that the basis for their Shita is that Reuben can say that if we're just going to build a wall with Hutzav Adafna, we're going to build an inferior wall, so sooner or later, it's going to fall down. And I'm going to have to be Misatzim Imcha B'din. I'm going to have to take you to Beis Din. And Beini Uveini, I'm going to be Nizik with Hezek Re'il. So I want a solution. I want a solution Shal Kayoma to solve the Hezek Re'il. I don't want a stopgap solution for Hezek Re'il. I want a solution, Einmal for Alamo, that will solve the problem of Hezek Re'il. I'm in an Eifen of Kayoma, I'm on a permanent basis. So maybe we have to build the wall. Kimina Medina. What in this Medina is considered to be a Dovah Shal Kayoma? And Mireille also has Shirei Reichem and so on, because it has to be a Dovah Shel Kayama, because of this Taina, that any Reichel is Asim Imcha B'din, and to be Nizek Beini Uvein. That's the Shita of the Ramban and the Rashba. So also, we were Medayik in the Ramban and the Rashba, that the Hisatzmus B'din by itself is not the Taina. The Taina is, I don't want to be Misatzim B'din, I'll be Nizek Beini Uvein. If it wasn't for the being Nizek Beini Uvein, the fact that he's going to have to keep going to Beis Din to get him to rebuild the wall, that by itself, it sounds like that by itself is not enough. It's the being Nizik Beini Ubeini that makes this a valid claim. We saw it in the Ramban, in the Lashon Ramban. The Lashon Ramban is, I don't even Misatzim Imcha B'din, and Beini Ubeini, I'm going to be Nizik. So in the Ramban, it's explicit. We saw it in the Rashba also, without getting too bogged down in the case, but we saw in the Rashba also, we were medayek it, because the Rashba discusses later on Amud Beis, discusses a case where, let's say you have a Medina where the minhag is not to build any wall at all. Is that a valid? I call it minhag a Medina. So they say, Gozes, Kvil, Levenim, Kvisim, Hutzavad. After the Gemara says it's a valid minhag. But what about a minhag not to build any wall at all? So, but the Rashba says that's not a valid minhag. No wall at all is not a valid minhag. He says, how does he know? So he builds it on a Rebbeinu Tam. I mean, the time is v'dayik in the Gemara. The Gemara says like lasuya hutzav v'dafna. I asked the nigi hutzav v'dafna. So when the time is v'dayik, that the minimum is hutzav v'dafna. But if the minhag is to do less than hutzav v'dafna, that's not an acceptable, not a valid minhag. So in a medina where the minhag is to make walls out of paper, Rabbi Natam And many Rishonim follow Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, less than chutzav adafna is not a valid minhag. A minhag to build walls out of paper is not a valid minhag. You have to do it. L'kol ha'pachas chutzav adafna. Says the Rashba, so if halei dvarim kal v'chomer, if a minhag to build walls that are less than chutzav adafna is not valid, so to build no walls at all is certainly not valid. No walls at all is certainly less than chutzav adafna. Then the Rashba itself says, no, maybe it's not comparable. In a case where there's a minhag to build walls out of paper, so Reuven Katayna, the paper walls are gonna keep tearing. They're gonna keep having to be repaired. I know what it means. Atzim uchlabedim. If there's no walls at all, they last forever. So maybe it's not comparable. Maybe to build walls in a place where the minhag is to build walls, that means they're makbar and hezikriya. They do dvarim shibitzin and they're makbar and hezikriya, but they use paper walls. So that's an endless headache. Reuven doesn't want it. But he doesn't want to be misasim yimei b'din. But in a place where the minhag is not to build any walls at all, so maybe that's a fine minhag. And this minhag, they build invisible walls that last forever, and there's no being misasim yimcha b'din, so maybe that is a valid minhag. So the Rashba says, no, that's not a time. Because what's wrong with paper walls? They keep tearing. And so what if they keep tearing? So the problem is because if they keep tearing, then you're going to have to be misasim yimei b'din, and beini ubeini, you're going to be nizik behezik riyah. So you see that the fact that beini ubeini, you're going to be nizik behezik riyah, that's what invalidates this minhag. Well, if beini ubeini being nizik behezik riyah invalidates the minhag, so having hezik riyah 24/7 certainly invalidates the minhag. That comes from the Rashba. So you see in the Rashba also that it's the fact that he has to keep going to Beis Din and having the trouble and the expense of going to Beis Din, that's not what invalidates the minhag. Because if that's what invalidated the minhag, then it's not comparable to a minhag to have no walls at all. No walls at all is better. There you don't have to go to Beis Din ever. You see that he says, no, that's not the hadgasha. It's not the trouble of going to Beis Din. It's the fact that while you're going to Beis Din, beini ubeini, you're going to be nizik nizik riyah. That's what invalidates the minhag. So the Rashba also, it's mukhluch, what the Ramban made explicit, that it's not to be misasim yimei b'din per se that's the problem. The problem is that he's going to be misasim yimei b'din, and beini ubeini is going to be nizik nizik riyah. So at the end of the day, it still boils down to a hezek riyah d'kataina. I see in the Ramban and the Rashba that this business of being misasim yimei b'din, but it's not stam that he has to be misasim yimei b'din. It's not a new taina. Oh, I'm going to have to be misasim yimei b'din. I don't want to have to schlep to Beis Din. That's not the. It's not a new taina being misasim yimei b'din. The being misasim yimei b'din is an extension of the taina of hezek riyah. That there's a taina over here. There's a tfi of hezek riyah, and the tfi of hezek riyah is not only to solve the hezek riyah in a stopgap way. But the tefillah of Hezek Riyah is to stop the Hezek Riyah in a way that there won't be any Hezek Riyah to worry about in the future either. So therefore you have to follow the minhag Medina, and you have to follow the guidelines in regard to the Reicha of Ezra. The problem is that there's another Ramban and Rashba. And Amid Beis, the Ramban and the Rashba both, they discussed in Amid Beis the definition of Mesipas. The Gemara says in Amid Beis that even if Hezek Riyah lach mehezek, and when Shutfin divide a chotzer, unless they explicitly agree to make a wall, they don't have to have a wall. But you do have to have Mesipas. You do have to have some kind of partition that divides the two chelkei ha-chotzer. The Gemara says later in Daf Zayin, it's because he shouldn't be nitpas all of kiganov. That if there's no mark, if there's no demarcation, where does my property end and your property begin, then you could wander into my property and then I'm not going to, there's no, I need to know, the two partners need to be able to say, if you're on my property, if you're over the property line, you're on my side, you're a ganov. That's apparently necessary to the. That's something that you need, even if you don't have to worry about hezek riyah. But you certainly have to have a marker that marks where's the dividing line between the two properties. K'dei shei nitpas olav kiganav. That means if he crosses the line, you'll be able to catch him as a ganav. So, what exactly is this mesipas made out of? What is it? What is this mesipas? So Rashi says it's yesedos eitz tkuim ba'aretz. It's just little pegs in the ground. But it's something very, very temporary and insubstantial. And Tosfos holds that that's not the meaning of Masipas. Masipas means a real, it means something that's made out of vil and gozus. The only thing is, it doesn't have to be 10 tefachim tall, because it's not the black hezek real. And it could have chaloinos, it could have open spaces, it could have windows, because it's not the black hezek real. It's not like a wall of hezek real. It's not a kaisel. That's why it's called the Masipas. But Masipas also has to be filled with gozus, it also has to be a permanent structure, it has to be something that's not gonna fall down. So the Rabban and the Rashba both, they hold like places. That Masipas is not Yisaitis Eitz Ba'alma. Masipas has to be a wall of Vilva Gozus, Kimina Gamedino. And they both say the same argument. They say, because just like a wall of Hezekiah, Lamanda Omer Hezekiah Shmei Hezek, has to be a wall that's permanent. A wall that he won't have to worry about later on having to rebuild it. Thing this atzmi mebedin. Otherwise, why do you have to follow me to Medina at all? Just put up a chutzav adafna. That's the same thing what we've been talking about. You see, it's not enough just to put up a chutzav adafna. You have to put up a wall that's permanent. That it'll be shel kayoma. There'll be chelkim. It'll be a chaluka shel kayoma in such a way that he won't be able to. He won't be constantly misatzmi mebedin. So he says, just like that's true, l'man domer hezek v'yeh shmei hezek. In regard to a real kaisel, of Dalai Lamas and so on, so the mandam hezek be a lavshmei hezek, and all you're putting up is a mesipas. But the same argument still holds that it has to be a chalukah shel kayama. You don't want to have to keep being misatzmi mibedin. Put back up the mesipas. You know you're going to keep running to Beis Din. The Yisaitis Eitz got swept away. We have to put them back up. It's also not going to be a chalukah shel kayama. And therefore, just like lemanda omer hezek reiyah, you need a kaisel Dalai Lamas solid. Kaisel daladam is out of vilba gozus that you shouldn't constantly be misatzim yibividin. So the man domer hezek be a lashmei hezek, and all you're putting up is a mesipas, which means it doesn't have to be daladam is tall, and it doesn't have to be, and it's allowed to have chaloinus because it's not its purpose is not the black hezekriya. Its purpose is just to be that it shouldn't be nitpasol of kaganov. But whatever it is, but it has to be made out of vilba gozus in such a permanent way that it should be a chaluka shel kayom. So Hashoel Yishol, so it sounds over there like he's making the issue out of being Misatzmi Mibedin. The Rabban and the Rashban, Amad Aleph, we were Medayik, up till now we were Medayik and the Rabban and the Rashban, that the Misatzmi Mibedin per se is not the problem. It's that you're going to be Misatzmi Mibedin, and Beni Ubeni, you're going to be Nisik Behezekriyo. By Nisipus, there's no Hezekriyo. So there it's that. So from the fact that they made this analogy, there has to be a chaluka shel kayama. So it sounds like it's not the. It sounds like it's the etzem es atzmus, but then that's the issue. So is that that's quite a steer. Yeah. So I think that's the answer. The answer is that no, there also it's the beni ubeni. It's not the being misatzim imi bedin per se. It's the that if you're going to be misatzim imi bedin. And Beini Ubeini, he's not going to be mitzvah nitpasol of Kaganov. Even though they don't say this explicitly, but I think that's the pshat. Otherwise, it's going to be otherwise it's a stupidly. No, it's never this atzmus bedin per se. It's the fact that I'm going to have to be misatzmi bedin, and every time I'm misatzmi bedin, it's going to be. In other words, he's not going to put it up right away. It's going to schlep in court. While it's schlepping in court, meanwhile, there's going to be hezekriya. If you hold hezekriya, shmei hezek. If you hold Hezekri Lashmei Hezek, but there's going to be, and all you need is a Mesipas, but it's going to be not going to be Nitpasol of Kaganov. So Mimela, it's still based on the Beini Ubeini. It's not that Hisatz Musimi Bedin per se. It's that Beini Ubeini, while you're being Misatz and Bedin, you're going to have this problem for which the wall was created to prevent. The problem of Hezekriya, Lamandam Hezekri Shmei Hezek, and the problem of Nitpasol of Kaganov, Lamandam Hezekriya Lashmei Hezek. But I was wondering, why isn't this atzmus within itself a time? Why do they have to come on? Why is it clear in their mind of the Rashba? They're making the time of the Beini Ubeini. Why is it only the Beini Ubeini that's the time? Why can't this atzmus within be a time? The fact. Their mind of the Rashba are both madgish that the that what you see over here is that it has to be, they have to be chaylik v'dovr shel kayama. That's what they're proving from the, that's their, what they're trying to prove from is to from the kaisel of the Mishnah to Mesipus. Just like the kaisel of the Mishnah has to be shel kayama, that's why the Mishnah says it has to be gvil v'gazus kimin gamedino. So Mesipus also has to be shel kayama, and shel kayama means the gvil v'gazus. So Mesipus also has to be gvil v'gazus. So this is so that it has to be a davar shel kayama, that you have to be chaylik in an oifen of kayama. So why not just say, since you have to be chaylik in an oifen of kayama, so if you're going to build a wall and the wall's going to fall down, every time you're going to have to be misatzim yimibadin. Forget the beni beni. Maybe the satzim yimibadin goes very fast. Don't have to worry about the beni beni. But at the maisa, this kaisel, you have to keep munning him to build the kaisel again. You have to keep being tevei him to build the kaisel again. Well, that's not a chalukah shel kayama. Why did the Ramban and the Rashba take for granted that the being misatzmi mibidin itself, in and of itself, is not the taina? The taina is I'm going to be misatzmi mibidin. I'm constantly going to have to be misatzmi mibidin. And while I'm being misatzmi mibidin, the chotzer is going to be enanit basol of kaganov, or there's going to be hezek rei in the chotzer. Why make it that way? Why not? Why can't it just be the trouble of being misatzmi mibidin? That misses a larger issue here, which the Tachayim are very busy with. Rishis Zalman is really the Pesach, the Pesach of Rishis Zalman, and Evan Ezel and Perik Beis. Perik Beis, I forget. Perik Beis, but it's a long arichus. Rishis Zalman raises the following shaila. Rishis Zalman Meltzer. Why does, we're calling him Reuven, where does Reuven come off to have a taina that I don't want to be, maybe the wall's going to fall down, and you're not going to want to put it back up again, and I'm going to have to misasim im chubadin, and beini ubeini, I'm going to be nisik bezikri, and so on. What kind of taina is that? What claim does Reuven have on Shimon b'chal to build the wall? Hezikri. It's a claim of Archokas Nezok. Reuven is saying to Shimon, you're being massing me with Hezekiah. So why can't Shimon say, okay, I'll put up a wall of Hutzuv Adafna, and I'm not going to be massing you with Hezekiah. So what does Reuven say? Yeah, but tomorrow, next month, 6 months from now, maybe 6 months from now, you are going to be massing me with Hezekiah. So I want you to build a strong wall. What kind of tefillah is that? Maybe tomorrow you're going to be massing me. If you're masik me, I can tell you don't be masik me. If you were masik me, I can say you have to pay. If your presence, if you're doing something with chotzer that right now is being masik me, so I can tell you to be marchik it. That's perik leach brachokas nezokin. You want to build the ilan of the chotzer, so maybe I can tell you to push the ilan away because your shroshim are going to come into my chotzer and borrow and interfere with my virus. You want to put sin in your chotzer, I can tell you to be marchik it because it's going to interfere with my kaisel. If you're doing something that's a mazik, I can tell you to be machik your that's a chokas nezokin. So I have a claim on you. You're being mazik me, so be machik. Over here, what claim do I have on you? You're being mazik me bezikriya. So Shimon says I'm putting up a wall of butzav adafna. Right now I'm not being mazik me bezikriya. But Reuven says, yeah, but I had a cholam that 6 months from now is going to fall down. That's not so terrible. Shimon says I'll put it right back up. So Reuven says, yeah, but in my cholam I saw that you're not going to want to put it right back up. You're gonna be a tzayis dino, and you're gonna not agree to put up the wall, and we're gonna have to go to Beis Din, I'm gonna have to put out a siruv against you, and a whole story. It didn't happen. Shimon says it's never gonna happen. Where does Reuven have a right to say to Shimon you should spend money, good money, kiminah gamedina, to build the wall of Gvul v'Gazus? Because I think that in 6 months from now you're gonna be massively bad to you, and you're not gonna listen to Beis Din. And you're not going to listen to Beis Din to tell you to put the wall back up. Or you're not going to listen to, you're not going to be tzayis, you're not going to obey the halacha to put the wall right back up. What kind of tefiyas hachokas mezokin is that? And the emes is, that's the Rosh. That's why the Rosh doesn't agree to all of this. The Rosh says, what kind of time is this? That's exactly what the Rosh says. The Rosh says, right now, That's why the Rav says you could put up a wall of Hutzav Adafna. You can't make Reuven pay for it because maybe it's a waste of money. Reuven can say it's a waste of money. But if Shimon puts up the wall all by himself, so Shimon could say, right now it's Mishalik Nezikriya. Are you afraid that six months from now I'm not going to listen? Says the Rav, so yes, Shaiftim Baritz. That's what Bote Dinim were made for. Right now I'm Mishalik my Hezikriya. You think that maybe 6 months from now I won't be? I will put up the wall if it falls down. You're afraid that maybe I won't. So we'll worry then. That's why we have Bote Dinim. So this is Amen, why is it Mechadish? A new pshat in the Mishnah. He says this is Amen. The Emes, we find by Hezekiah, if you look at the Gemara's by us, based on the base, Gemara, if you look at the Sugya, if you go through the whole Sugya of Hezekiah, we find two different concepts in Hezekiah. There's one concept in Hezekiah that if you're mazik me with Hezekiah, I can tell you to stop. I can force you to stop. For example, Gag Asomach L'Chotzer. So the Bala Gag is being mazik the Bala Chotzer with Hezekiah. The Bala Chotzer is not bothering the Bala Gag, but the Bala Gag is being mazik the Bala Chotzer. So the Bala Chotzer can force the Bala Gag to put up a mica, to put up some kind of fence in order not to be mazik with Hezekiah. So that's the Pshuta, that's Takatayna of Harchokas Nezokin. The Bala Chotzer, who's the Nizik, can say to the Bala Gag, who's the mazik, be marchik your hezekiah by putting up a wall. Then there's another concept. Mara says that if you have a chotzer, all of the bei chotzer can be kaifin zeh to participate in a beis shar to make sure to put somebody up, to put a guard at the front of the chotzer to make sure that the people in the mishus rabim don't look into the chotzer and they'll be mazik the bei chotzer with hezekiah. So the Bnei HaChotzer are kaifa each other to put up a Beis Shar. What's the tefillah over there? When the various Bnei HaChotzer, they force each other to put up a Beis Shar. Not everybody wants to. There are people in the Chotzer who don't want to. But the people who want to, they can force the people who don't want to. No, you have to go along. We have to put up together a Beis Shar. What's the tefillah? Are the people who don't want to put up a Beis Shar, are they being mazik anybody? They're not being mazik. Nobody here is a mazik. None of the Bnei HaChotzer are being mazik each other. They're shutfin of the Chotzer, they're not being mazik each other. The Bnei Rishus Rabbim are being mazik. If anything, go to the Bnei Rishus Rabbim and ask them to put up the Beishar. So where do the Bnei HaChotzer have a right to be kaif each other to put up a Beishar? He says that this is Amun. This is a new concept. That when you have shutfin who share a certain tzayich, they can be kaif each other to participate in the Tzrochei HaChotzer. Whenever you have shutfin and chotzer, the chotzer are certain things that it needs, and everybody shares in that need. The Islam calls it tikkun chotzer. The bnei chotzer can force each other to participate in tikkun chotzer, and since all the bnei chotzer are being nizik behezik riyah from the bnei rishus rabim, so it's a tzarech chotzer to get rid of that hezik that they're all being nizik from, so they can be kaif each other to participate in being misalik and putting up a bishar that should be misalik the hezik of it's the hezik of the bnei rishus rabim. Yeshivas, they call this a Beishar Dekadim. Meaning, it's a halacha. It's not because it's not a din of Archokas Nezokin. The Bnei Achotz are not being kaif for each other with the tain of Archokas Nezokin. Nobody's here is a mazik. They're all nizokim. They're none of them a mazik. But because they're all nizokim, they can force each other to participate in getting rid of the Hezek Riyah because that's a tzarech achotzer. And that's halacha. Maybe it's a shahaz, a deraisa, whatever it is. But that's a halacha. Maybe it's a takonis chazal. Could be, but there's a takonis. There's a din that the bnei achotzer can force each other to participate in the tzrochei achotzer. Zotkei v'sadachim. Here by shutfin, they're both. You have really both halachas in play. On the one end, the shutfin are mazik each other. Each shutif is mazik the other one with hezek riyah. At the same time, they're both nizaykin. Each shutif is nizik from the other one with Hezekiah. Zoktav is Zalman, Pshat in their Amar and their Ashba. Mitzad the din that they're mazik each other. The din of Achok is Nezokin. Abad of the Rosh is right. The most they can demand, each one could demand from the other, is Hutzav Adafna. Reuven can go to Shimon and say, Shimon, you're being mazik me, put up a wall. Shimon will put up a Hutzav Adafna. Now he's no longer mazik. End of story. But Reuven could go to Shimon and he could say something else. Shimon, besides the fact that you're being masik me, we're both nizik from each other. So now there's a tzorich achotzer that there should be a wall. We shouldn't be nizik from each other. So Reuven could be kaif for Shimon to participate in the wall because it's a tzorich achotzer. A beishai dekadim. Because it's a tikkun achotzer to put up a wall. Once it's a din of tikkun achotzer, says Ibn Zalman, then already you can come, you can have a consideration that tikkun achotzer is not a tikkun achotzer should be a proper tikkun achotzer. A wall of filfutz of adaptin is not a tikkun achotzer. Let's say they put up a beisharu, and one of the bnei achotzer says, I want to put up a beisharu futz of adaptin. Good enough. For meanwhile, it's good enough. So the other bnei achotzer of Arka say to him, the whole thing is tikkun achotzer. Futz of adaptin is not a tikkun achotzer because every 6 months we're going to have to do it over again. So tikkun achotzer demands that we put up a beishar, that it'll be a beishar that'll last. So al derech zeh, if it's a din of, had it been a din only of achokas nezokin, you're mazik me, so I'm in tevei, you lost mazik. So if you stop being a mazik, my tevei goes away. But here they're not only mazik each other, they're nizik from each other. So now there's a tikkun achotzer dekedin, a beishar dekedin. The beishar dekedin is that they have to make a proper tikkun. What's a proper tikkun? A proper tikkun is to put up a wall. A wall of gilgul kosher, a wall coming to din. That's where the Ramban and the Rashba are coming from. That there's a din of that there's a. That's why the Ramban and the Rashba hold that hutzah v'daftin is not enough. That they can force each other to build. They can force each other to build a wall that should be shel kayoma, because it's only a wall shel kayoma that is a proper. That's a proper tikkun achotzer.
I mean, tikkun achotzer makes sense when there are external forces at play. But here, when it's just between Reuven and Shimon, why would there be such a concept?
But because that's the Metzius. The Metzius is they're masik each other, so they're nizik from each other. They're both nizikim from this, from the fact that it's open. They're both nizikim. So if they're both nizikim, it becomes a tikkun achotzer to fix the shared problem. Now, Rav Zalman himself points out that there's a big chiddush here, because normally the din of tikkun achotzer is where they're all shutvin in the chotzer. So part of the rules of the shutvis is that they have to participate in the tzorchei achotzer. Over here, they're not shutvin. I mean, they were shutvin, but now they're dissolving the shutvis. From this point forward, they're not shutvin, they're just neighbors. So what kind of din of tikkun achotzer do they have? Tikkun achotzer is that shutvin and the chotzer can force each other to participate in the tzorchei achotzer. But here they're not shutvin any longer. So mechitesi should be din of tikkun achotzer. So this is Zalman says, apparently, just like there's a din of tikkun achotzer by people who are partners in a chotzer. So even if they're not partners, but if you have two people who share a tzorech, they can force each other to participate in the tikkun tzorech. That's a big chiddush. But Rav Zalman says, you have to say that the din of tikkun achotzer is not limited to shutvin. Even if they're not shutvin, there's still a din of tikkun. It's not anymore called, even if they're not shutvin, so there's not a tikkun of the shared chotzer, but if you have two people, and they're both nizaykim from each, they both share a tzorech, which would better be remedied if they go b'shutvis to fix it, so then they can force each other to participate. Midin tikkun achotzer. Adkan, that's Rav Zalman's mahalach, and he has to use this to explain other things too, but that's his mahalach to explain the Ramban and the Rashba.
But isn't one of the two forcing the other to pay fully? Like, I understand, since it's a tzorech of the chotzer, that other being sure, you can force all to pay equally.
Right.
But in this case, one is forcing the other to pay the whole thing.
No, not by forcing to pay the whole thing. He's forcing to pay equally. Talking about shutzi shirotzu, but it's a chesel damsa.
When he's coming to some shalot.
When he's kindness of Tech Shalai, so yes. So when he's kindness of Shalai, he says that's not a remedy. I want us to build equally a proper tikkun. Shimon says, I'll be kindness of Tech Shalai, I won't be masik you anymore. So Reuven says to Shimon, okay, you're not being masik me anymore, so you took care of the fact that you're no longer a masik, temporarily. 6 months from now, you'll be masik me again, maybe, but I don't know, that I can't push that claim, because Yeshayf Nibaritz, you know, when you'll be mazik me, I'll worry about it then. But that's if I'm coming to you as mazik. But if I'm coming to you that we're both nizaykim, so then I can say, we're both nizaykim, yeah, you have a stopgap measure for 6 months, but it's only a stopgap measure. We're going to be nizaykim again in 6 months from now. So it's still a tzorech achotzer. It's still a tzorech achotzer that we should have some kind of permanent remedy to the fact that we're both nizaykim. The permanent remedy is to build a kaisel. So let's together build a kaisel. Apparently, the Rosh, could be the Rosh doesn't buy this. The Rosh who says, Yesh Shaifdin Ba'aretz, maybe he holds that there's no din of Tikkun HaChatzar, only when they're Shutvin here, they're not Shutvin anymore. If it's Tamil, I say maybe this is the Machlaikis, they're a man and they're out. This is the Kudus and Machlaikis, being the Rosh on the one hand, and they're a man and they're Ashman on the other. The Rosh holds that it's only a din Mazik, that the whole claim over here of a Kaisel is only a din Achakis Nezokin. He doesn't have this notion of Tikkun HaChatzar. I mean, Greece is a concept of Beishai. That's where the Shutfin. Here the Shutfin is dissolved. So there's no Tikkun HaChatzar Dikadin anymore. I'm only coming to you as Achakis Nezokin. So the Rosh holds, Yesh Shaifdin Baretz. If you'll put up a wall of Futsu V'dafna, so Yesh Shaifdin Baretz. That's it. I have no further claim to push. You're Mazik me now. You stopped being Mazik me now. I think that you might be Mazik me 6 months from now. That's not a claim of Achakis Nezokin. So the Chanami, therefore the Rosh holds that if Shimon wants to put up a wall of Futsu V'dafna, so Reuben has no further claim. If Shimon wants Reuben to participate, then he has a claim of any right to last his Moise and Paras. That's the Rosh. Whereas the Ramban and the Rashba, they hold it's not only a din of Achakis, maybe it's a din of Achakis Nezokin too, but it's not only a din of Achakis Nezokin, they're not only Mazikim, they're also Nizokim. And therefore they're coming with a claim not just of Achakis Nezokin, they're coming with a claim that we're both Nizokim, we have to make a tikkun for the fact that we're both Nizokim. A Beishadik a claim. And a Beishadik a claim, so we have to make a proper tikkun. A proper tikkun is that it should be a Shulkayom. A temporary tikkun is not a tikkun. A tikkun should be a tikkun Shulkayom. That's what this is Amazvart. Is that the first one? Many others afterwards say that. The Chazanis also says al derech zeh. The Chazanis uses this word to answer the Rosh's, one of the Rosh's kashas on the Yesh Mefarshim, on the Ramban and the Rashba. The Rosh asked the kasha. The Rosh brings a right to his shita that if he does betech shaloi, he just put a putz of a dafna from the din of Gaga Samach L'chotzer. By Gaga Samach L'chotzer, it's oisulei Michael. The Baal HaChotzer can make the Baal HaGag put up a Maiko. Maiko's a fence. He asked the Rosh, how come they didn't say Gvil V'Gozos? Hakol Kamina Gamedino. Why doesn't the Baal HaGag have to put up a Gvil V'Gozos? According to the Yesh Mefarshim, that there's this taina that I don't want to be Misatzim in Chobedin. So here also the Baal HaChotzer doesn't want to be Misatzim with the Baal HaGag Bedin every 6 months. So why can't the Baal HaChotzer tell the Baal HaGag, a Maiko's not enough, I want a wall of Gvil V'Gozos, Kamina Gamedino. Says the Rosh, you see that I'm right, there's no such thing. As long as it's since the Baal HaGag is laying out all the money, there's no out on Paras, the Baal HaChotzer is not laying out any money, so he can't claim any rights to last his Maisi on Paras, so the Baal HaGag doesn't have to spend more than a little putz of a dafna. Any mic at all is good enough. It's such a time in the Ramban and the Rashba. Why is it enough for the Baal HaGag to put up a mic? The Baal HaGag should have to put up a wall to build the gozers. So that the Baal HaChotzer won't have to be misatzim medin with the Baal HaGag. Says the Chazon Ish, Gevaldik, in the case of Gag and Chotzer, you don't have the Beishar Dikadin. The Beishar Dikadin that they can force each other to participate is only when they're both Nizokim. So they're all Nizokim, let's say, from the Bnei Rosh Hashanah, the Nizokim both from each other. So they have a shared Tzorech, so they can make each other participate in the shared Tzorech of Tikkun HaChotzer. But in the case of Gag and Chotzer, it's one way. The Baal HaChotzer is not Masik the Baal HaGag, the Baal HaGag is Masik the Baal HaChotzer. So the Baal HaChotzer can't go to the Baal HaGag and say, we have a shared need, we have to take care of it. This is a need that the Baal HaChotzer has. The Baal HaGag is fine. The Baal HaGag says, I don't have any need. What shared need? I'm fine. I'm very comfortable. I rather enjoy watching you. So, I'm fine the way it is. So the only thing the Baal HaChotzer can say to the Baal HaGag is, but Achok is Nezokin, you're being mazik me. I want you to be mazik Nezik. So the Baal HaGag can say, okay, I'll put up a mic. For that, it's enough. For Tzuvadat is enough. I come Chazanish. From the fact that the Rosh asked the Kasha didn't say this teretz, so that's I think even more of a raya that the Rosh doesn't have this notion of Tikkun HaChotzer at all. I mean, he has it by Beishar where they're Shutvin, but in the case where they're not Shutvin anymore, so then the Rosh doesn't have this notion of Tikkun HaChotzer altogether. That's the case that comes out that the Machlekes here in the Rosh and the Rabban and the Rashba goes down very deep. Not just the Machlekes about why do you have to follow the meaning of Adino. The Rosh says because of Ma'isi Amparas, and the Ramban says because of Satsmas Bedin. The Machlekes goes down to the Sharish of what's the Pshat in the Din of the Mishnah. This Din of Bainin Sakhaisal Bemzer, what is it based on? The Rosh holds it's only based on Achakas Nezokin. So if it's only based on Achokas Nizokin, so if he's Mesalat to Hezek, that's it, end of story. It's no different than Gaga Samach Lachotzer. The Baal Achotzer says that the Baal Agag put up a Michael. It doesn't say you can't force him to put up a Gilva Gozes. That's what the Rosh brings that right. So the same way the Baal Achotzer can't force the Baal Agag to put up anything more than a Lutz of a Daphne. So the Shutfin can't force each other either to put up anything more than a Lutz of a Daphne. If they want to, so the Ayah Mishnah says Gilva Gozes. It's just, yeah, that's where nobody wants to do it on their own. Nobody wants to do it on their own, so each one can say, I don't want to waste my money. But where one of them is willing to take to be Mesalik as Hezek on his own, to be Mesalik as Hezek on his own. So that's it. It's no different than Gagas Amach L'Chatzar. Whereas the Ramban and the Rashba hold that besides the Din of Achokas Nezokin, they probably agree there's a Din of Achokas Nezokin too, it's no worse than Gagas Amach L'Chatzar. But besides the Din of Achokas Nezokin, there's also a Din that the both Nizaykim and therefore becomes a Tzarech Achatzar, and they have a Beishardik Din. And we have to enter this Zaman's Chiddush, even though they're no longer Shutfin, but since they have this Tzarech HaMashutuf, so they still have a Shardik Adin. So in Mela, they can demand a Tikkun HaChatzar. Tikkun HaChatzar has to be a Tikkun Shel Kayoma.
Rabbi is saying that when they're not Shutfin anymore, they verbally agree before they even built the wall that they're not Shutfin?
They made a Chalukah. That's the whole point. Hashutfin Shirat, Shirat, Shulas, and Mechitza. According to Lishna Basra, means they agreed to make a chalukah. They even made a kinyan, Kano Baruchais. They made a kinyan, they're dividing up the chatzah. Now that they made a kinyan, they're dividing up the chatzah. So now they're no longer Shutfin in the chatzah. What's not Shutfin in the chatzah? You have to worry about Hezekiah.
So when we say there's a Beis Shardik Adin because they're both Nizokin, is that something that neither one of them can get out of? Like, can one of them say, I'm Mochel, and I don't care if you look at me, I understand I'm Mazik Yus, I'm going
to
be Konos.
No, they can't. It's like, they're just like the Shulchan could be Kaif each other to build a Beis Shar. So Reuven and Shimon can be Kaif each other. It's always that way. The case in the Mishnah is always they're not agreeing. If they're agreeing, then we don't need a Mishnah. They can do whatever they want. So it's always that they don't agree.
In the case of the Beis Shar, does it have to be based on a rope, or if one person...
No, it doesn't matter. Well, even one person. The din is that the chotzer needs a Beis Shar, so even one of the chotzer could be kaif for all the other ones to make a Beis Shar, because it's a tzarech chotzer. Rav Nochem, for reasons of his own, as you can reshine him, but for reasons of his own, Rav Nochem wants to say a little bit of different kinesh. I think it's al derech v'sazam, a slightly different kinesh. Rav Nochem says that Rav Nochem says that it's a din in the chalukah. That when they're making a chalukah, each one can demand from the other a chalukah in which the chalukim are misukonim. He can demand the chalik misukon out of the chalukah. Let me just tell you what he says. Rav Nochem said it's a din in the chalukah, in the schus chalukah. They have a schus chalukah. Each one that they have a schus to make a chalukah. Either because they agree to make a chalukah, or because it's a chotzer that's yesh b'kedei chalukah, whatever the case is, but they're being tevei a chalukah. When you're tevei a chalukah, it's from the schusim of the chalukah that you should get a chelik mesukin. And a chelik mesukin, just like a chotzer mesukin, means a chelik in which you're not going to have to worry about hezekiah. Rav Nochem says it for reasons of his own. He has to yukum rishayim. In the ma'aseh, it's geshmak. Rav Nochem is. Let me first say like this. Rav Nochem is Dukan Rishonim is a deacon. The Rif, the beginning of... Yes, a deacon, the Rif. I'll just tell you many. He has a bunch of Dukum. One of the Dukum he has is a deacon, the Lashon of the Rif. Maybe it's good to see inside. By me, it's in the eyes of other Gemaras, it's Gimel Lamed Aleph in the Rif. For some reason, they bolded it in the eyes of other Gemaras. The words that I need that I want to point out in the Rif, they I don't know how they knew I'm going to need them. They bolded it. I don't know why. Says the Rif, there must be some rhyme or reason. The Rif says Mishnasenu b'she'eba din chalukah. That this, they have to agree to make a chalukah. That's because it's talking about a small chotzer where if they didn't agree to make a chalukah, they can't force it. Aval yesh b'din chalukah, But if it's a chasid that's big enough that it has dalad amas lezeh, but dalad amas lezeh, even though only one of them wants to make the chalukah, palgi, then they split it up. The hezek re'iyu shmei hezek. So Lashon Rif is very strange. What he's mixing up two different things. There's two nidoinim. Why do they have to agree to make a chalukah? According to the Lishna Basra, that Hashutfin Shirotzu Lassim Mechitza means they agreed to divide the Chatzah. So the Gemara is, why do they have to agree to divide the Chatzah? Hashutfin can force each other to divide the Chatzah. So the Gemara says, Mishnaseinu B'Sheim B'Din Chaluk. It's a case where there's no Dalet Amos Lezeh, but Dalet Amos Lezeh. So that's why they have to agree to make the Chaluk. If it's a larger Chatzah, they don't have to agree to make the Chaluk. They can force them, one can force the Chaluk on the other. Then there's another thing, that once you're making a chalukah, whatever the case is, either because they agreed to make a chalukah in a small chatzar, or because one of them forced the chalukah in a large chatzar, kach, but now that you're making a chalukah, you have to build a wall, because hezek v'yish may hezek. The Rif puts it in, that in a large chatzar, he could force the chalukah, because hezek v'yish may hezek. It's a very strange lashon. He puts the hezek v'yish may hezek into the forcing the chalukah. So this is one of Nochum's rayas, that the wall over here is not something separate from the chalukah. The wall is part of the chalukah. Because the chalukah, part of the chalukah is you could demand the chalukah that it should be a chalik mesukin, that there's no hezekiah. So when you're coming to demand the chalukah, you're coming to demand the chalukah that's a good chalukah. And a good chalukah means a chalukah that's going to require a wall. Because hezek yish may hezek, so one of them can force the other one to make a chalukah with a wall. So it goes into the asking for a chalukah. We'll come back to this riff later when we get to the sugis and daf gimel and so on. But akapanim, he has a slew of dukum like this, Rav Nachum, that the wall is not something separate from the chalukah. The right to demand the wall is an outgrowth of the demanding a chalukah. Because when you demand the chalukah, you can demand the chalukah in which the chalukah are tevim, in which the chalukah are misakonim. The emes is meduik. I think if I'm not mistaken, the Rav Nochum makes a dik himself. It's a meduik in the lashon of the Ramban and the Rashba. When the Ramban and the Rashba say this word that it shouldn't be misatzim, when they're talking about mesipas over there, the Ramban and the Rashba and mesipas, when they're saying this word that just like lamad mehezik v'yish mehezik, you can demand the wall of gvil v'gozes because it has to be shel kayoma. So by mesipas also it has to be gvil v'gozes because there has to be shel kayoma. So the lashon of the Ramban and the Rashba is that they have to be chalken b'dovah shel kayoma. They have a right that they should be chalken b'dovah shel kayoma. I think Rav Nochum himself is medayik. It's mashma taka a feature of the chalukah, that the chalukah should be shel kayoma. And not just in the chutzah should be misukim, because they're neighbors and they share a tzorech in common. It's a din in the chalukah, that the chalukah should be with chalukah misukonim. I want to be Moshe for Hezbir and Rav Nochum. And Nochum does this. I don't think Rav Nochum says, but I think the Havana behind Rav Nochum is that it's really very close to Rav Zalman. Just Rav Nochum is addressing the whole concept. Rav Zalman is saying it's a Beishar Dekedim. This point to Rav Nochum, this wall is a Beishar Dekedim. It means that just like the Shutfin can force each other to do Tzroche Achotzer that they all share and they participate in the Tzroche Achotzer, so here they can also force each other to participate in the wall, which is a Tzroche Achotzer. Rav Zalman himself pointed out, as I said before, it's not exactly the same. Shutfin and Beishar, right? They're still Shutfin in the Chotzer, so it's just joint Chotzer. In a joint Chotzer, there's a din. That part of the laws of a Shutfis is that you can force each other to chip in for the Tzrochei HaChotzer. You can't be a freeboater. Everybody has to participate in the Tzrochei HaChotzer. Here they're not Shutfin anymore. They're dividing it up. Now they're just Shechenim. So Rav Zalman said that apparently, that even Shechinim, there's a concept of Tzorech, a Tzorech Meshutuf. That even Shechinim, if they have a Tzorech Meshutuf, they can force each other to participate. I think Anochim is avoiding that. Say, no, Shechinim ba'alma, maybe there's no such thing. It's a din in Shutfin. But just like there's Alocha, that in an ongoing Shutfis, they can force each other to participate in making the Chotzer Mesukin, in the Tzorech HaChotzer. So when they're dissolving the Shutfis, they can force each other to dissolve the shutfis in such a way that it splits up into chalokah misukonim. And if it splits up into chalokim that are not mesukonim, then just like while this, it's like the last hurrah of the shutfas. The last hurrah of the shutfas. While the shutfas, they can force each other to participate in the ongoing, to pay for a gardener and a bishar and all the ongoing tzorchei achatzah. Like the upkeep of the chatzah, they can force each other to participate in the upkeep of the chatzah. Now the shutfas is disappearing. But as the shutfas disappears, they can force each other to participate, that the shutfas should dissolve in a menschlicher way, in a good way, in a way that gives them chalokim misukonim. And therefore, part of the, therefore they can force each other that as they're dissolving the shutfas, they should dissolve it with the kaisel. Like Rav Nachman Zmadayak and the Rishonim, that the kaisel is part of the chalukah. They can force each other to dissolve the shutfas in such a way that it, what emerges out of the shutfas are chalokim misukonim. Each one should get out of the shutfas to chaylik musukim. After that, they're regular shcheinim. They can't. They just have niske shcheinim. You know, hachok and zokim. But as the shutfas dissolves, just like while the shutfas was intact, it's a co-op. While the co-op is intact, they can force each other to participate in the upkeep of the co-op. But as the co-op dissolves, they can force each other to dissolve it in such a way that they should walk away with chalokim musukim. Melechut zavdat is not enough, because that's not chalokim musukim. I think that's the Havana in Rav Nachman's word. It's a variation of Rav Zalman's word. Leila, I thought maybe there's a Rebbe here also to understand the Rabban and the Rashba, why they're only worried about the Beinu issues. When the Rabban and the Rashba, they're explaining, you know, what's the problem with having just a wall of Butz of Adapta? Why do you have to follow the Minhag HaMedina? So they say, because otherwise the wall's going to fall down, and I'm going to be Misatsimi Mebedin, and then Beini, there's going to be Hezek Re'io, or there's going to be Nitpasol of Kaganov, won't be Nitpasol of Kaganov. Like, it's all the Beini issues that we're worried about. Why aren't we worried about the Etzim Tirch of going to Beistin? So I think the Pshat is, because since the whole Tfi over here is Tikkun HaChotzer, so it has to. So the thing that we're remedying has to be a chisar in the chotzer. If it's not a chisar in the chotzer, then it's not tikkun haChotzer. Then it's tikkun the person that he doesn't want to have the trouble of going to Beis Din. That's a chokas mizokin. That's not a din of what they can force each other to do. Is they can force each other if they're shutfin to build a beishar, which is a tikkun haChotzer. They can force each other as the shutz is dissolved that the chalokim should be misukonim, that the two chatzeres that come out of it should be misukonim. But they can't force each other to do things that stamish just for the convenience of their own personal convenience, that have nothing to do with the chutzner itself. Just like bnei chutzner, they can't force each other to share, I don't know, babysitters. And we'll all participate in a babysitter, and that way we'll all be kind of cheaper for everybody. And it's very nice if they all agree. They all agree, but it's nothing to do with the chutzner. They have a right to force each other since they're shutfim in the chutzner. They can force each other to do tikkun haChutzer. If the shutfas in the chutzah is dissolving, they have a right to force each other that the dissolving of the chutzah should be with chalokim misukonim. But they can't force each other stam to do things that are convenient for both of them that have nothing to do with the chutzah. So the fact that he's going to have to run to Beis Din per se, that's not a chisar in the chutzah. But the fact that while he's running to Beis Din, there's going to be a hezek ri in the chutzah, or there's going to be a nitpasol and a nitpasol of kaganav in the chutzah, that's chisarinus in the chutzah. That's already tikkun haChutzer. Tikkun haChutzer, they can force each other over. So I think that's why the Rabban and the Rashba, when they're explaining this, the need for Minhag HaMedina, for Gilu Gozus, they don't say stop because he's going to rent a base then and he's going to lose time at work and he's going to and who's going to watch the kids, and that's not they can't force each other. They want to, you know, they could talk, they could reach a mutual agreement, but that they have no right to be kaif each other. What they have to be kaif each other on is tikkun haChotzer in Islam's language, or tikkun chelchei haChotzer in Rav Nachman's language. Again, I think these are very karv zelze. So that has to be some kind of chisar in the chutzner itself. So that's Hezekiah is a chisar in the chutzner itself because he can't do it in the Divrei Atznea. Or Nitpasol of Kaganav is a chisar in the chutzner itself also because he can't use it properly because you're worried somebody's going to, then your neighbor's going to be stealing from you all the time. So those are chisarinus in the chutzner, in the shtamshus of the chutzner. But that already you could force that it should be chalokim misukon. Okay, so this is mamash very fundamental here. This is mamash in the daim. I still promise to do Akdomash here. We finished the Mishnah. But this plays a big role. In Chayyur comes out this a fundamental machlekes Yishayim between the Rosh and the Ramah and the Rashba. That the Rosh holds that the din of the Mishnah is the din of Achalkas Nezokin. and only a din of Achakas Mizokin. There's no din of Tzoche Achatz over here. So therefore, the Rosh holds it's no different than Gagas Samach L'Chatzur. He compares it to Gagas Samach L'Chatzur, and he proves from Gagas Samach L'Chatzur that even Hutzur V'Daf is good. There's no din per se that you have to have people with gozes. It just as the money that you're spending, it shouldn't be wasted. But if one guy spends all the money, then it's like Gagas Samach L'Chatzur. All you need is a wall of Hutzur V'Daf. Because he makes it, he says with Eirish Rosh, it's like the case of Gagas Samach L'Chatzur. By Gagas Samach L'Chatzur, it's clear that it's not a din of Tikkun L'Chatzur because it's one way, it's a one way street. Whereas the Ramban and the Rashba, they hold that it's not only, it might be a Chalkas Nezokin too, but it's not only a din of a Chalkas Nezokin. In addition, it's how, besides the Chalkas Nezokin Dikadin, it's a Beshar Dikadin. And it's Mikoyach the Beshar Dikadin, the Tikkun Achatzah Dikadin, or if Nochem calls the Tikkun Achelke Achatzah. As you're dissolving the Shutfus, you have to have Chalokim Sukonim. That's what the Ramban calls a Chalukah Shal Kayoma. So that demands that it should be a proper Chaluk with Chalokim Sukonim. That is Mikoyach of that they're demanding. That they're demanding Kiminag HaMedina. Hey, but this gives you something to chew over, two issues. One is, that Tachayin raised. One issue which Reuven raises, Reuven and Yichdush Reuven, he says that L'chayra, it's not necessarily a kasha, but it's, he says, L'chayra, there should be this a big nafkamina. Whether it's a harchokas nezokin dikadin or a tikkun achatzah dikadin. In the din of tikkun achatzah, let's say you have a chatzah and one guy owns 2/3 of the chatzah and the other guy only owns 1/3 of the chatzah. So the halach is, and then when they're mishtatif in the beishar, the mishtatif going to how much of the chatzah they own. The guy who owns 66% of the chatzah pays for 66% of the beishar. Stands to reason. So if this wall over here is midin tikkun achatzah, so let's say they're not 50-50 shutfin. What if they're shutfin 2/3 and 1/3? So then it would stand to reason that the guy who owns 2/3 of the chatzah should have to pay for 2/3 of the wall. On the other hand, if it's achokas nezokin dikadin, so they're both mazikim. They're both mazikim equally. They're both mazikim. They both have the same chi of achokas nezokin. Doesn't matter how big a chatzah you are. I'm mazik you, you're mazik me. We have an equal chi of achokas nezokin. So the emes, this is b'feirish in Yad Ramah. The nidin is b'feirish in Yad Ramah. The Yad Ramah on the Mishnah says b'feirish that they share equally in the chotzer, in the kaisel rather. Because and he speaks about b'feirish because then they're not building the kaisel to make the chotzer better, to improve the chotzer. They're building the kaisel because of achokas nezokin, and therefore they're equal. And the Torah brings this Ramah l'halach. So it would come out. L'chayr, this should be totally in this machlekes yishayim. L'fidah Ramban the Rashi, l'chayr is natural. Okay, that's not so terrible. Maybe it's maybe that's in the chrami. Maybe that's not how it is. In a way, which stem very nicely, the Torah follows the Rosh. The Rosh holds only achokas nezokin dekedin. The Torah kedaki follows his father, the Rosh, and it's only achokas nezokin dekedin. In the din of kindness l'tech shaloi, the Torah he brings the yesh mepharshim, but he says I don't know. Rosh says if the kindness l'tech shaloi, but tzuv adafna is good enough. It sounds like the Torah is masking with the Rosh, and the Torah is always masking with the Rosh. He follows the Rosh always, so that actually works out. It works out pretty good, but it's a very big chiddush din. But as far as it goes, that works out well. But there's another issue, which Achayim raises. Who raises this? I'm talking Mamish contemporary Achayim. They raise the following issue. There's a rush. The beginning of Simon Beis, I think. The rush says that what if you have a chotzer and they have to build a wall, and Reuben says to Shimon, you know what? I'm Michael. Forget it. We'll live without a wall. A few months later, Reuven changes his mind. He says, no, I didn't realize it's really not so pleasant. I want to have a wall. So the Rosh says, too late. He was Meichel. So Rosh himself speaks out, why is that different than if, let's say, Reuven says to Shimon, crack susi, you could tear my jacket into it. So the halacha is, if Shimon goes and tears his jacket, he's potter, because Reuven gave him permission. But Reuven can at any moment change his mind and say, I rescind the permission. I like my jacket, don't tear it. And that's fine. It's not binding. So over here, he says, why is it any different? He said, don't build a wall, and he'd be massing me with Hezekiel. A few months later, he decides, I changed my mind. I want you not to, I'd like you to stop, please, being massacred with Hezekiah. So why is it binding? So the Rebbe says, no, it's different. It's not like Kaksusi. Building the wall is a chayv mammon. And on a chayv mammon, you could be meichel. So if Pshutai, it sounds like the Rebbe is saying that this building of the wall is not a chokas mezokin. It's just like a chayv mamun, like a tikkun achatzar. It's something that they have a monetary obligation to each other to do. If it would be a chokas nezokin, then it should be like kraksusi. It's l'chayra, bashkof rishon at least. What does he mean it's like it's a chayv mamun? What do you mean it's a chayv mamun? If you're being mazik me and I tell you, stop being mazik me, that's a chayv mamun. That's kraksusi. That's kraksusi. I told you I gave you permission to be masik me, and then I can change my mind at any moment to say I don't give you any more permission to be masik me. L'chayrin achokas nezokin l'yachmer. It's also that way. If you put sid near my kaisel and I don't tell you anything. It's dini chazoka. Maybe you could be kind of the chazoka. We're not talking about chazoka. The Rosh himself says the chazoka doesn't work for the masik. We're not talking about chazoka, that you were masik in the right to do it. It's that mitayis mechilo. So there's no mechila. There's no mechila. And a chayv mamon. It's not a chayv mamon. The chiv that you have not to put your sid next to my kaisel is not a chayv mamon. That's not money that you owe to me. You have it. It's a din that you have to be machik. You have to stop being mazik me. You have to be machik from being mazik me. So if I allowed it, I allowed it for as long as I did. If I changed my mind, then I changed my mind. There's no. It's not a chayv mamon. It's not fundamentally. At the beginning, so now it talks about this rush, and he just elaborates on this rush. He says, "Hachokas nezokin is very different than a chayv mamon. In a case of sid, your chiv that you have, it's not, you don't have a chiv mamon to me. You don't owe me any money. You just have to get rid of your mazik. L'chayr hezik, you should be the same thing. It's not that you have a chiv to build. The chiv is not fundamentally to build a wall. The chiv is to get rid of your hezik riyah." You know, the way to do it is to build a wall. That's one way to do it anyway, is to build a wall. But that's not the fundamental chiv, not a chiv mammon, it's a chiv achokas nezokin. So Rabbi Chaim says, Simon Aleph at the very beginning, he says, you see in the Rosh that the Rosh holds not the way, that it's not a chiv of achokas nezokin. Be marchik your hezekriya. It's a chiv mammon to build a wall, and a chiv mammon to build a wall, I can be mech. So it's a hagu for kasha. I would understand if it would be a tikkun achatzar dekadim. So that's a chayv mamon. The shutfin have to participate. That's a chayv mamon. The shutfin have to participate in building a beishar. I would certainly understand that if the bnei achatzar will be meichel to one of the bnei achatzar, you don't have to participate. Whatever, you're a rabbi, you don't have to participate. So the mechil will be chal because it's a chayv mamon. There's no achokas nezokin over here, and it's not being mazik them. It's a chayv mamon to participate. They can be meichel on the chayv mamon. So if building a wall would be a tikkun achatzar dika halacha, so then I would understand the rosh that you could be meichel. But the Rosh is the one who holds that it's not a tikkun achatzar dekadin, it's a masik dekadin, it's a chokas nezokin. That's why if you put a putzav adaptin, it's good enough, because it's who cares about tomorrow? Tomorrow's your shayf tomorrow. It's a chokas, it's a masik dekadin. The building the wall is not because we're both nezokin, but because you're a masik. So if you're a masik, what does it help that I'm meichel? So that's like kaksusi. So that's the problem with this Rosh. The Rosh, l'chayre, this Rosh about being meichel, is the opposite of the Rosh about being kainis of tekshalai, min akotze l'akotze. Because for the Rosh about Kutzav Adafna sounds like he holds that building a wall over here is only a mazik dikadin. It's not a tikkun achatzar dikadin at all. And this Rosh sounds like the other extreme. It's even more extreme than the Rabban and the Rashba. The Rabban and the Rashba only saw in the Rabban and the Rashba that it's also a tikkun achatzar dikadin. They might agree that it's also a achokas nezokin dikadin. But the din of Gilba Gozes, that comes from the tikkun achatzar. But there might also be a regular masik dekalocha. From the Rosh about Mechil, it sounds like there's no din achokas nezokin here at all. It's only a momentistic achil. That sounds like it's only a tikkun achatzar dekadin. So that's how my mamash is steering the Rosh. That's one of the things that they're very busy with in these shivas. This steering the Rosh. Okay, we're gonna come back to this one out. This is a bit of a fundamental issue here in the Mishnah. Okay, what I want to do is I still want to finish the Mishnah. I want to talk about both of the Tosfos, and not the Tosfos Lefichuch, but the other Tosfos, Bigvil and so on, and then we'll give this Hakdama Shir, which is going to be a lot about these issues. With Zalman, Reb Nochum, the Rosh, we had already a first exposure to it.
Thank you.